You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everybody, welcome to Qué Golazo and a very special holiday episode with my man Fabrizio Romano as we look ahead to 2021 and the big transfer stories to watch out for next year. Fabrizio, how are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend. Hello to our listeners. I am fine, thank you. And ready for this big episode, ready for this big year, because we will have a lot of top names ready on the transfer market. Maybe someone is really moving.
Yeah, absolutely. I am very excited. This is the one. This is the big one where we'll talk about the very, very big players, the biggest stars in the world of soccer and the possible destinations for them. Now, a disclaimer, everybody, before we begin with Fabrizio. Fabrizio is not telling you that this is going to happen, okay? Fabrizio is not saying that, yes, Messi's going to PSG, Haaland's going to United. That's not what's happening. We're talking about what the latest pieces of information are and where, because of what's happening, the choices are for these players and what the interest is in the market. So I don't want any angry emails or messages saying, but you told me that Messi's going to Aston Villa, because I'd be very happy for that one, but it's not happening.
It's not happening, I think.
I'm sorry for you. Fabrizio, as long as Jack Grealish stays, I'm okay. I'm fine. Okay.
It's your Messi. It's right.
All right, everybody, we begin as the transfer storylines to watch out for in 2021. And we begin, of course, Fabrizio, with La Pulga, Lionel Messi. We know already what happened in 2020, his discontent with the board, with the leadership, with Barcelona itself. We have heard rumors about PSG, Man City, maybe Chelsea. I don't know. What can we expect 2021, Lionel Messi?
The key for Lionel Messi, I want to say it really clear, will be the election of the new president of Barcelona. Because first of all, just for a matter of respect, from Lionel Messi to Barcelona, he is obviously part of the family of Barcelona, of the city of Barcelona, of the history of Barcelona. So it's normal that he said to the club, I want to wait till we have a new president, a new project, a new board in particular, and we know he had a lot of problems with this board and with the old president, former president, Jose Bartomeu. He wants to understand if there will be a new manager too. So he wants to hear the new project, what's going to really happen with the new Barcelona. Immediately after, he will take a decision, staying at Barca or leaving the club. In this moment, he's oriented to leave the club. As we know, last summer, he was ready to leave. He asked to leave and he didn't leave just because the club asked him to stay and didn't want to negotiate with Leo Messi or other clubs for a possible deal last summer. But next summer, if Leo Messi will leave the club, pay attention not to Chelsea in this moment, just because Chelsea are not trying to sign Leo Messi right now, but to other two clubs. We have to mention Manchester City, obviously because of Pep Guardiola. This summer they were like in talks with part of the Messi people, agents, his father. So they were trying with Pep Guardiola to get ready if Messi was ready to leave the club, but also to Paris Saint-Germain. Because as Neymar said, I want to be back playing with Messi. He was not joking. He really wants to be back playing with Leo Messi. So pay attention to these two clubs because they are feeling like crazy. They say to Messi people, if you're going to leave the club and if you will decide, okay, 100% I'm leaving Barcelona, we are ready to open talks with you. So these are the two clubs in this moment that seriously are working to try to get Leo Messi if he's leaving Barcelona, because everything will depend by the election of the new president. So it will be so interesting, this situation. I think in 1 or 2 months, we will understand more.
Yeah, this is the biggest storyline, obviously, for 2021 to watch out for. And I believe that it's also a ripple effect, because if Messi ends up at PSG, what does that mean for Kylian Mbappe, I believe, and what could it mean for other teams? So pay attention to Lionel Messi. And that's why we began, of course, with La Pulga. All right, let's go from Messi. Very quick news, because I know that Juventus fans are always anxious about their superstar, Cristiano Ronaldo. Obviously, the greatest scorer in Champions League history, one of the greatest players the world has ever seen. What do we know about him? Is he happy at Juventus? Is he looking elsewhere? What's the latest on him? Or what can we expect of him in 2021?
He's happy with Juventus style. He's happy with Juventus manager Pirlo. He's happy at Juventus as a club. So at the moment, Juventus talking with people around the club, also talking with the director of Juventus, Fabio Paratici, he always say, we have not received any request from Cristiano Ronaldo. I want to leave the club next year. I want to leave the club next summer. They are always in contact with his agent, Jorge Mendes, and he never did anything to leave the club. So Juventus are totally convinced that Cristiano is staying next summer. But I always say, you can't give the 100% just because when you talk about these big players, if they want to leave the club, they can find a solution. Juventus always said in their mentality is something really different from what Barcelona did with Messi last summer. They always say if a player is not happy with Juventus style here at the club on everything, if he wants to leave Juventus, we are ready to sell the player. We don't want to keep any player if he's not happy. So that's why I want to say, We have to see what's going to happen also in the Champions League, also with the Scudetto this year, because if in March, in April, Ronaldo is not happy with what's going on at Juventus, we can't be 100% sure he's not going to ask to leave. So at the moment, today, in December, in January, he's absolutely happy with the situation at Juventus. But next summer, everything can happen with a player like Cristiano. So in this moment, Juve say, Cristiano is staying. He has another year of contract and he will stay. So I want to say to Juventus fans, in this moment, you can be really happy with Cristiano because he's going to stay.
Well, let's stay with Juventus for a second, because one player that obviously is in the conversation, a former player of theirs, Paul Pogba, who obviously, you know, the agent Mino Raiola has discussed about, you know, the idea of moving, you know, he clarified, obviously not January, but the summer, perhaps Juventus could be an interested club. He loves Real Madrid too. Would Juventus be keen on Paul Pogba? What could be the future of Paul Pogba in 2021, Fabrizio?
His priority is to change, as Mino Raiola said. So as you currently said, it would be summer, just because it's so difficult in January to make this deal. Paris Saint-Germain can't spend 100 million euros to sign Paul Pogba in January. Real Madrid, we are always saying that Real Madrid are not doing this kind of business this January, and we will see next summer what's going on. But the dream of Paul Pogba is joining Real Madrid, but at the moment there are no conditions to do this deal. About Juventus is something different, because they always tried with swap deals. They were trying with swap deals also last summer with Pjanic, with Douglas Costa. They can try also right now with players like Ramsey, like Rabiot, but Manchester United are not interested in this kind of deals. They want money or top players, interesting players. So in my opinion, in January, it will be really difficult, as Raiola said, to move Pogba, but next summer he's moving, he's leaving Manchester United. I'm 100% sure he's going to leave, because when me and Raiola say something, this is going to happen. We have to understand the situation of the impact of the virus with the clubs, because yesterday, in the last days, Florentino Perez spoke about the situation of Real Madrid. Also, some months ago, he said, we are not moving in January too, just because we know the situation with Real Madrid. They are making the new stadium. They are negotiating with their top players, but they have no agreement at the moment. So it's a complicated situation with top clubs. And today, planning to spend 100 million euro for Paul Pogba and paying a 5-year contract for 15, 20 million euro per season for Paul Pogba is really, really difficult. But if the situation will be better, as we hope, in April, in May, next summer, I would say Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain, but Juventus more than Paris Saint-Germain, because they are in love with Pogba. And I have to tell you something like secret. The sporting director of Juventus, 3 years ago, I met with him and he said, I have a plan. I want to sign Cristiano Ronaldo, and he signed Cristiano Ronaldo. The year later, I want to say De Ligt, and he signed De Ligt. And now I need a midfielder, a top midfielder. I have the striker, I have the defender, I want the midfielder. And it was Paul Pogba. Then we had the virus and it complicated the plans of Juventus. But the main target for Juventus is always to get back Paul Pogba. They love Paul Pogba. And Pogba, after these difficult years at Man United, he wants to feel loved. So pay attention to Juventus.
Yeah, and he's always had a warm memories of Italy and playing in Serie A and stuff. And amazing that, you know, it was almost happening, Juventus's plans, but obviously COVID-19 hit. But pay attention to Pogba and his possible move to Serie A. All right, let's focus now on a very, very important player for a club, probably one of the most important players for a club in the history of European soccer, and that's Sergio Ramos, the captain of Real Madrid. We know that he wants to stay. There still has to be, he wants to play in the new stadium. What do you see with the captain of Real Madrid, especially as he's, you know, he's not getting any younger. So I'm interested in figuring out, is Real Madrid and Perez interested in making sure that he stays?
We have to say that Sergio Ramos loves Real Madrid. And when you think to Sergio Ramos, you can't see Sergio Ramos to another club. It's not Real Madrid. So that's why also he has been so respectful, I have to say. Just because, you know, Real Madrid, as we say, they are in a complicated economical situation. They can't sign any player. They ask it to players with expiring contract like Sergio Ramos, like Luka Modric. Let's wait a bit. We have to understand the situation and then we will make a bid for your contract. So we need to wait. That's what Real Madrid said to Sergio Ramos. And, you know, when you have this kind of legends of European football and not just Real Madrid, they can also say, okay, I don't want to wait. I'm going to negotiate with another club and I take a bigger contract with another club in Premier League or with Paris Saint-Germain and more. Sergio's been so respectful. He's still waiting. He wants to be the captain of the new Bernabeu with Real Madrid, but he needs to have a contract bid. And at the moment, Real Madrid are still waiting. And he hopes to receive a 2 years contract. He wants the same money, not to change anything on his contract. So the same contract for the next 2 years, it's up to Real Madrid. And that's why really everything can happen with Sergio Ramos, because it's up to Florentino Perez. If they offer him 2 years of contract with the same money, Sergio is ready to stay. If they don't, he's ready to listen also from the other clubs. And I would say pay attention to Paris Saint-Germain, because they need a leader in the defense. They lost Thiago Silva, who was joining Chelsea last summer. And I would say Paris Saint-Germain, more than Manchester City, would need him as a leader.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go from one leader in Spain to another leader in England. Not the captain of Tottenham, but definitely one of the pivotal voices in that dressing room and one of the best strikers in Europe. Harry Kane, always so much interesting anecdotes and possible rumors about Harry Kane. He loves Tottenham. He's obviously been there forever. But what could be the storyline in 2021, especially Fabrizio, as you know, that'll be a busy summer with the Euros, etc. What can we expect from Harry Kane?
You're right when you say that we have a lot of rumors about, you know, Real Madrid and Juventus and a lot of clubs trying to sign Harry Kane, like summer by summer, then he's staying. And what I want to say to Tottenham fans is that Harry Kane is ready to stay again, also next summer. Talking with people around Tottenham, they say that something is changing around Tottenham, you know. They want to come back in the Champions League. They are working to extend the contract of Son. They have a project to be back at top level with Jose Mourinho, obviously, as manager. Daniel Levy is so happy with his squad. So he wants to keep his best players. And obviously, Harry Kane is the best one of the best ones. And that's why he's going to stay also next summer. Obviously, if some top clubs will arrive with 150 million euros, it can change. But at the moment, no one can spend this money really in Europe. We have to remember that we are in a complicated situation, and that's why Tottenham are totally convinced that Harry is staying. As you said, also the Euros will make slow the transfer market next summer. We will need time to make the business because the players are working on the pitch, obviously, and they can't spend timing for transfers. So at the moment, I would say that Harry Kane is staying at Tottenham also next summer.
The one thing, though, that will intrigue me, Fabrizio, is if Tottenham doesn't get a Champions League spot and they get kicked out of those top four. And I wonder...
Big problem.
That would be a very big problem for Levy and, of course, their big players, Harry Kane and Heung-Min Son, of course. When we come back, a quick break, when we come back, we will give you the latest as well, 2021, on the young stars of the game. Stay right here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Welcome back, everybody, here with Fabrizio Romano as we discuss the storylines, the transfer storylines of 2021. All right, Fabrizio, we've done the old man. Let's talk about the young guns. And let's begin with Erling Haaland from RB Salzburg to Borussia Dortmund. What could be the next chapter in this fantastic Norwegian striker? What do you see here for 2021 and Erling Haaland?
We have to say that he's really appreciated by all top clubs in Europe. So with every director you can speak from Spanish clubs, Italian clubs, Juventus, obviously, and English clubs, but all over Europe, he's so appreciated. I have to add that he has the dream of playing in the Premier League. He is a Leeds fan, but obviously it's impossible to see him in Leeds. But he has the dream of playing in the Premier League one day. But right now, he's so happy with Borussia Dortmund. So when the players say, I'm happy here in Borussia, it's not part of the strategy, of the communication strategy. He's really happy with Borussia Dortmund. He also knows that his release clause is valid by not next summer, but the other one. So in 2 years, he will be available for 75 million euro. But next summer, the price is up to Borussia Dortmund. So it won't be so easy to sell Haaland. Also, because we have to remember when we talk about Borussia Dortmund, that they also have Jadon Sancho, and losing Jadon Sancho and Erling Haaland in the same summer would be a big problem for the club. So that's why I won't expect from a German club in particular. In Italy, we are using, for example, to sell important players to get money, but it's totally different in German football. So that's what I say, pay attention, because if Sancho is leaving the club, I think Haaland can stay at Borussia Dortmund for one more season to make more experience, to play the Champions League, to be at best level also in the Bundesliga, and then immediately after the summer, in 2 years, with 75 million euro close, he can move everywhere, I'm convinced. So I would mention a lot of clubs, Barcelona for sure, Real Madrid, as Rayola said, Manchester City for sure are scouting the player, Manchester United with Solskjaer, he wants Haaland by 2 years. I want to mention not so much Chelsea at the moment. I see a lot of rumors about Chelsea, but they are happy with Timo Werner. And for sure, Juventus, because Juventus will need a top striker after Ronaldo. And pay attention, because Haaland and also other top young strikers are in the list of Juventus.
Yeah, well, he'll have the pick of any club, I think. And a very good point about the fact that the release clause is not active until 2022. And by the way, his father played for Man City, of course, as well. So there might be something there. But again, so much to figure out. And I think the good thing about Dortmund's perspective is that even if they don't win the Bundesliga, you know, it's almost guaranteed that they'll get that Champions League spot. So as long as Champions League soccer continues with Erling Haaland, that will be very, very important. All right, we talked about Borussia Dortmund and Jadon Sancho. So let's finish up with him. The penultimate story, because we have one more after him. But Jadon Sancho, we've talked a lot about him in this pod. What's going to happen with him, Fabrizio? Is he going to go in January? And if he doesn't and he goes in the summer, you know, the Premier League, Manchester United is obviously the club that he wants. But is there another storyline for the young English star?
I think he's moving in next summer. Yes, as we said, so difficult in January. We said many times this about Jadon Sancho, just because Borussia Dortmund are not used to sell their players in the middle of the season, of a complicated season as they are having. So they need their stars to be back at top level, and they don't want to sell Jadon Sancho in January. But next summer, I expect Jadon Sancho to leave the club. Yes, he was really one step away from leaving Borussia Dortmund this summer. Manchester United were really, really close to sign him for 100 million euro with the add-ons. Then Borussia Dortmund changed their plans, but Manchester United had the agreement with the player, with his agent, so everything was ready, and then the deal collapsed at the last stages. So that's why I say next summer I expect Jadon Sancho to leave the club and to be back in the Premier League. We have to understand if Manchester United will arrive with 120 million euro, if they will be ready this time to sign the player, or if they will take the risk of other clubs joining the race. I would say like Liverpool, Chelsea, a lot of clubs are scouting the situation of Jadon Sancho. So at the moment, the race is open. But remember that he had an economical agreement about this contract with Manchester United. So I would say that they are for sure leading the race, but everything is open because next summer, Jadon Sancho is going to leave the club.
So we finish off. We stay with Manchester United here, Fabrizio, and we finish off with Marcus Rashford, MBE. We know what a fantastic person he is, a player. Last week, he won Sports Personality of the Year in England. He a tremendous star for Manchester United. 23 years old. I'm sure that he has huge expectations of himself, as well as not just the club, for country as well. We talked about Harry Kane with England and Euros, the same with Marcus Rashford here. We've talked about Jadon Sancho maybe going to Manchester United. What would that mean for somebody like Marcus Rashford in 2021, Fabrizio?
Well, listen, for people around Manchester United, they always tell me about Marcus Rashford, about obviously he's one of the best talents we have in football right now, but they always say we can't lose Marcus Rashford. So I expect Manchester United to keep him. Obviously, as you said, we're talking about a great player, obviously a great person. I love him on the pitch and outside the pitch because he's really an amazing person, and congrats to him because he deserves the best, really. But many clubs, obviously, are interested in Rashford. It's normal, as we said, for Haaland. We are talking about another top talent, so obviously he can move if he wants, wherever he wants, just because all top clubs are interested. But at the moment, what we have to say is that Manchester United are not planning to let him leave, just because they are happy with Rashford, and they know that they can't lose these kind of players like Bruno, like Rashford, if they want to be back at top level, and they really need players like Rashford. So I see really complicated to open negotiation with Manchester United for Rashford.
Yeah, and all of this, of course, depends on how these clubs end at the end of the season in 2021. But so many intriguing stories for next year, especially as clubs, as you mentioned, Fabrizio, begin to recuperate from, of course, COVID-19 and their financial issues, etc. But plenty, plenty to watch out for with young stars and big stars such as Messi, Ronaldo, etc., etc. Fabrizio Romano, always good to have you. Have a great, great holiday season, and of course, a happy new year to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Same for you and for our listeners. Happy new year. Have great holidays and get ready, because in January we will have fun, I'm sure. So I wait for you on CBS and OK Golazo, obviously.
Absolutely. Everybody, make sure that you stay with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Follow us on OK Golazo Pod. Follow Fabrizio on Fabrizio Romano on Twitter with all the latest information. We will bring you so much more OK Golazo. And as Fabrizio said, January is going to be busy, busy, busy. Have a great rest of your holiday season and a happy new year. We'll see you next time.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what?
A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil. The final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount+.